Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Well, hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and today we have a special guest. How many times do you hear me say that? I think I say that for everyone. Well, the special guest today is me. I was teasing in my newsletter, the newsletter that goes out every Wednesday. And if you're not subscribed, go to the show notes. I'll put a link in there. But I was teasing in the newsletter saying that I'm not going to tell you who's going to be the guest. You have to listen to find out. And it's me. So the podcasting experts and my husband, Dave, say that the solo episodes are really important so that listeners can get to know me better, which makes me a little bit uncomfortable. I'd rather just have a conversation with someone else, ask them the questions, hear their story, let them talk. So to get over this, I reached out to a few friends and clients and I said, okay, what would you want to know? Ask me anything. What do you think would be interesting to the listeners? So they sent me a whole bunch of questions and they're in random order. I basically just wrote them down as they were being sent to me. So I'm going to go all over the place. All right. So first up, how did I get started in the fitness industry? Okay. So what I'm going to tell you there is episodes 1 and 2 of the podcast go over that. The first one is about my fitness story. The second one is the wine story, which the wine has changed just a little bit, but that's okay. I'll probably, you know, redo another episode, but go listen to episode 1 and 2. They're both short. I think they're like around 12 minutes. So you can get through that really quick. Go listen to those, please. Thank you. Next up, what was my first job? Swenson's Ice Cream in Metcalf South Mall. I loved that job. I was 14. I lied about my age. You had to be 15 to get a job in Kansas at that time. So for a few months, I was working, I guess you would say illegally. I don't even know what you would call it, but I loved working. Like my entire high school, I was always working. I loved it. I loved having my own money. I loved the independence. But Swenson's Ice Cream was so fun. And let's see, my boss, oh my gosh, now I can't remember his name. Nada was the lady. Oh no, it was a cute old couple that owned it. And they were just so fun to work for. And I learned so much. Every job in high school, I learned so much. But yeah, Swenson's Ice Cream, that was my first one. All right, next question. What muscle group do you like to work the most? That's like asking me what my favorite wine is. Let's see. I do enjoy my triceps being sore, my glutes being sore. I'm probably the worst at working out my quads. I don't know why. So I need to get over that. But I do like my arms to be sore. Oh, lats. Like right now, lats. I really love working my lats. Okay, I'll go with that. Next up. What is my favorite format of workout? Okay, that's a tough one too, because I like variation. I do love strength training because there's just something so empowering about tracking your weights, going up in weight, being able to lift more. I really, really love that. But I like a HIIT class. I like Tabata. Again, I just like to vary things because if I did the same thing over and over again, I wouldn't like it very much. So I tried to give that back to my clients too. All right, let's see, next question. If you could travel anywhere just for the wine, where would it be? Okay, right now, I'm going to say Argentina. I don't know why, but I just have this burning desire to go to Argentina. I've been to Chile, to Santiago. I got to visit with my son. He was down there studying, so that was a fun trip. And we were supposed to go to over to Argentina, into Mendoza. And it didn't work out, just a weird kind of story. But anyway, I would like to do that. I would like to have a retreat in Argentina. I would like for that to be next winter, hint, 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 but we shall see. All right, next question. Do you ever slow down? Okay, while on the outside, it might appear that I am just a go, go, go. And I am a go, go, go and a go-getter. But yeah, I do slow down. You've seen some of my reels on Instagram, with my coffee on Saturday mornings. That is really important to me, sitting on the screened in porch and just having some quiet time there. So that's slowing down. And as I've aged, I have gotten better about that. It used to be when I would come home, I would, oh my gosh, I have to do this. I have to do that. Da, 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 da. Well, you know what? Reality is it's going to be there. It's still going to be there. It's okay to sit down and maybe have a glass of wine and just have a conversation with my husband, or go sit out on the screened in porch, or take the dogs for a walk around the yard, whatever it might be. Yes, I do slow down. I'm not like the Energizer Bunny, like a lot of people will say that I am. Next question. Where does your creativity and strength come from? Oh my gosh, my creativity. I mean, my mom's really creative. I like to think that my dad was too. My dad passed away when I was young, so I don't know much about him, but from what I remember, his personality, he was jovial and creative. And both of my grandparents on his side, they were both artists. So I feel like, you know, a lot of my creativity came from them. As far as my strength, I don't know if I would define myself as a strong person necessarily. I am very stubborn and I'm very determined, and that is good and bad. I also like living with Dave, my husband Dave. He is a kind of suck it up kind of guy. And I don't mean to make him sound bad, because he is such a gentle man, and a wonderful husband, and, you know, very caring. But like, I would say that weakness is not attractive to him. And I totally get that. Not that I have to go out of my way to be this person. I should just be quiet on that, because I'm really painting a bad picture. okay. So next up, do you enjoy, this one came from my son. Do you enjoy podcasting or training more? And which do you feel is more impactful? Both of those are great questions. I enjoy podcasting. Like this episode is different because it's solo. So I'm just sitting here staring at the screen or the outside, my beautiful trees. So this one's different, but being able to podcast and have that connection and that one-on-one time with another person and being able to learn from them, and get information out to other people, I really do appreciate that. And that does teach me to slow down and be in the moment. So I can really appreciate that about podcasting. For training, I do love making a difference in a person's life. Whether it be that they hit a goal, you know, maybe they're able to do 10 pushups on their toes and last week they could only do 6 or something like that. I love that. I love helping people feel good about themselves and to move better. So I can't say which I like more. I can't imagine ever not training, not teaching classes, because I love it so much. But this podcasting, oh my gosh, I absolutely love that too. And I don't see that ending. I'm sure something different will come along as far as what it looks like. You know, there's phases with all kinds of, what am I trying to say? Media, I guess. So there might be different ways. Like I'm starting soon with YouTube. I've had my channel, and so you'll start seeing some of my podcasts there. So it'll morph into different things, but which is more impactful? Oh my gosh, that's super hard to say, because when I'm training someone, I mean, I don't know our training in 10 years, you know, if because of what we did that day, how it's going to impact someone in 10 years. I do know that I'm doing my best to make that person healthier and move better and feel better. So that is a huge impact. But by having this podcast, I'm able to reach more people. I'm able to find different experts in areas and share that information with people. So I feel like that one, I can reach more people, but training, probably helping people with their everyday life. And that's super important. Okay, this next one really cracks me up. What is your skincare routine? Number one, that is so sweet of you to ask. I mean, thank you. Really, it's awful. It's really awful. In the mornings, I get up early. I get up somewhere between 4:25 and 4:45, just depending on the day and what's going on. So I will brush my teeth and I will make sure I have a little mascara on, and that's pretty much it in the morning. I don't wash my face in the morning. I know you guys are going to cringe when I say this next one too. When I remember to wash my face at night, oh my gosh, I know. Then I do have a cleanser that I enjoy, and then I have a serum, and then I do a moisturizer. Now, I have started with some Hue & Grace products that I really like, and so I've been getting more into a pattern, because when I start something like that and something new, a supplement or some type of skincare, I want to give it a chance. So I want to use it for a while and make sure that I'm consistent. So I have gotten in a better habit of that. And I do love the night serum. I like the soap that I'm using. And then the moisturizer as well. So that's pretty much it. I don't have anything crazy. I do masks every now and then, but again, I'm not consistent. All right. What do you do for self-care? Oh gosh. I guess that would be, I do like going for a walk. We moved out to the country in 2020 and now we live on a gravel road. So I miss having a neighborhood that I can just go and walk in, but I will go, it's like 4 miles away, maybe at the most, to a lake in town, and I'll walk around the lake, and I do enjoy that. And most of the time when I go for a walk, it's not for exercise. It is for me just to have that time. So I would say that's part of my self-care routine. But also, like I mentioned earlier, my Saturday mornings, sitting on the screened-in porch and having a cup of coffee. I do love that. Right now I'm teaching on Sunday mornings also. So I only get that one day a week, but that's okay. At least I have that. And that's really important to me. Next question. How many total clients have you had over your career? Okay, that is super tough because I've taught in so many places. At my highest of my database, I think there are 565, you know, contacts in there. So, I mean, all of them somehow came to me through fitness, because I've taught in the school district and that was open to anyone to come to. So my classes there would be, oh my gosh, on average between like 18 and 25, there might be more, there might be a few or less. And that was a few days a week, but I've taught in so many different places. I know when at my peak, when I was teaching the most and I had the most personal training sessions, I was doing teaching 22 classes a week and 23 personal training classes a week, plus then, you know, all my admin and everything. So, I mean, that was a really, really busy time in my life. And that was also when I was running from place to place and place to place. And I don't know how I did it in hindsight. My goodness. Okay. Next question. What is the longest a client has been with you? Well, I'm happy to say that she is still with me. And let's see, this is my 22nd year in the fitness industry. And my friend Tammy, she was actually with me as I was going through my certification, and she still comes to my 6 a.m. class. She is an amazing woman. Thank you, Tammy. I have so many others that I could shout out, but if I start doing that, then I'm going to have to mention everyone and I will forget someone. But a lot of mine have been with me, oh gosh, 10, 12, 15, 16 years. So I'm so, so grateful for all of my clients, whether they just walked in the door or they've been with me for a while. Did you play sports in high school? No, I wish I would have. I didn't. I was a cheerleader. Shocker. Captain of the cheerleading squad. I know you can't picture that at all. But I do wish that I would have played volleyball. I was just so intimidated. All my friends played sports and I so admired them for doing so. And in hindsight, I totally wish that I would have played. I did run track. I take that back. In seventh and eighth grade, I started into high school. I did hurdles, but I also remember quitting. I don't remember if I finished out my freshman year and started my sophomore and that's when I quit. I don't remember. But anyway, yes, I wish I would have done more, but I did love cheerleading. It was wonderful. It was so much fun. Okay. What feeds your soul? Mm-hmm. Wow. This is a good question. Have I said that on all of them? This is a good question. I love being outside. Like that, just a simple being outside is nourishment for me. I absolutely love it. Obviously, if it's too cold, I do not like it. If it's too windy, As long as it's warm wind, I'm okay. So I would say anything outside. I love a good walk. I like a hike. Yeah, I'd love to be outdoors. The other thing I would say is something that I just absolutely love that we don't do as much of is game night with the kids. So my kids are grown. I have a 30-year-old, a 32-year-old, a wonderful daughter-in-law, a grandson, and then a second grandson on the way. But when we get together and we have game night, that I absolutely love it. That definitely feeds my soul. When the boys were growing up, we made sure that we tried every Friday to have family night, and a lot of it was games. It was shut the TV off. We had to just spend time with each other. We did a lot of like theme nights and game nights and things like that, different activities, but it couldn't involve, every now and then it would involve watching a movie. Like I remember watching, oh, it was one Disney movie that I can't remember, but it was a set in Asia somewhere. And so then we did a whole Asian night, and you know, all the food and everything went along with it. But anyway, I'm rambling. But family night was wonderful to me. So I love spending time with my boys. Oh, and cornhole too. I do enjoy playing cornhole. I have a hard time when it's back-to-back nights because it's so late and I get up early. So I have brought that down just a little bit. But Dave and I do enjoy cornhole. It's just something fun for us to do together too. And anybody can do it. So if you're out there and you're like, there's no way I can play, you can absolutely play. If you live here in the Kansas City area, Midwest Elite Cornhole, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Absolutely take a look and come join us. There's lots of leagues where you don't have to have a partner. You can just show up. Somebody always has bags that you can borrow. So don't worry about that. Just come play, have fun. All right. I'll get off of that. Next question. How do you keep yourself motivated to work out by yourself? That is a good one. I struggle with it. I would love to say that I get up early and I go in and I work out before class. Every now and then that happens, but it's just too darn early. So I wish I could work out in the morning, but it tends to be midday. If I let it go too long, just like anyone else in the afternoon, then I'm not going to do it. And definitely not in the evening. No way. I am not an evening worker outer. But it's just something, you know, and part of it is just my occupation. I know, okay, I have to stay in shape. So there's a lot of my motivation. My clients motivate me too. Like if we have a really good workout and I see someone hit a goal or do something, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I want to keep going too. So it just kind of feeds on itself. It's part of the job. And I would say that's one reason why I probably did get into the fitness industry, just to, okay, I have to stay in shape. I'm always going to be in shape. So anyway, so that's that. Okay, I'm going to answer one more question, and then I have so many others that people have asked as well. Actually, I'm going to do two, but I'm going to put them in a second episode, so I'll save some of them. Okay, let's see. Does your husband have a diet or fitness routine? If so, or if not, how does that impact you or your routine? Okay, this is a really tough one. No, my husband does not follow a specific diet. He doesn't work out. And it used to bother me years ago, and more so from the standpoint of, you know, I want him to be healthy and live as long as he can live. And that's one reason why I work out too, is like I don't want my kids to have to take care of me. Obviously, it's going to get to some point where, you know, that's going to happen. But the least amount of time that they have to do that, I think that's good. Anyway, but how does it impact me or my routine? Well, I mean, I'm still going to do my workouts. I'm still going to eat. Sometimes, yes, I do slip into eating out more because I know he enjoys that too, and I do too. So I'm not definitely not bashing on him, but it also impacts some of our date nights too, because I would love to just go on a walk or go on a hike, go biking, go do something more physical, than just like going out to eat or going someplace to have a few beers or something like that. But
you know what, it's his choice and there's nothing I can do or say. And Dave, I know you're going to be listening to this, and this is not, I did not mean to like upset you with any of this. And again, you guys, he is a fabulous person. Anybody that knows him, you know that he's a wonderful, wonderful man. But the question was there, so I had to answer. Okay, one more. My son asked me this one too, like, what are my goals and or what do I see myself doing next? So continuing with the podcast, continuing teaching classes. Like I said, I can't imagine not teaching. I do love that. I love helping my clients. I love the podcast. I want to step it up a notch. I've mentioned that I'm going to start on YouTube, so you'll see that. But I was also sharing with my accountability group that I want to take Spandex and Wine on tour. I want this summer, I want to go to different wineries, breweries, distilleries, gyms, studios, and set up there, interview people, interview the owners, and just kind of make my way right now, probably the Kansas City area, but I would like to expand, go around the entire country, maybe the entire world. Maybe I'll go see my friend Allison in New Zealand. I don't know. That's my plan. I'd love to tie travel into this because I absolutely love traveling. Okay, so those are all of the questions that I'm going to include for today. I have bored you or entertained you long enough. I do have to say that I am doing with Penny for Your Shots with Penny Fitzgerald. We are having wine camp coming up in September, September 19th to 21st. It is going to be so much fun. There are different levels that you can participate in. It's great for groups because the way that we have everything set up, you're going to be able to either be in your group or be with the big group. So it'll make more sense when we get more information out, but I'm really looking forward to that. And then I always have challenges that I do too, that I would love for you to be a part of. Coming up soon on April 1st will be the Bikini Boot Camp. I'll put information about that in the show notes as well. Every fall, I always do a healthy body challenge. So I'll be sure to include that when the time rolls around. I think that's it. So those are kind of my goals. As far as personal goals, I would like to, because I told you I wanted to go to Argentina and maybe a retreat. So my son that asked me that about my goals, he majored in Spanish. And so I would like to learn Spanish. When I was in high school, I thought for sure I would be a Spanish teacher. I really did. And in fact, when I started in college, I was going to be a teacher. I'm like, that's just what I wanted to do. And then I thought, I'm not going to make that much money. I need to go in business. Well, probably should have gone the teaching route. I'm still teaching in a way. But anyway, so that's it. That's what I have for you today. And I really appreciate you listening. If you listen to all of this, then thank you. Thank you. And if you wouldn't mind, if you haven't already, go to whatever platform you're listening on, click the 5 stars, give me a 5-star review. It can be as simple as love the podcast, whatever you want to say. It helps the algorithm, and so does sharing an episode, and that's easy to do. I'm going to be putting out some reels on how to do all those things, because I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, Robin, it's just enough that I figured out how to find you and to listen. So I will be sure that I put those reels out there. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you. You take care.
Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to follow Spandex and Wine so you don't miss an episode. To do this, just go to the podcast and click subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button. This is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing and much appreciated. Lastly, please share an episode with a friend or 5 to keep the love going, and join the Spandex and Wine community in our private Facebook group by searching Spandex and Wine. Feel free to reach out to me at any time by emailing info@spandexandwine.com or text me at 913-392-2877. I appreciate you. Thank you.